A dirt bike accident 5 years ago left Ken Stevenson paralyzed from the chest down. Doctors told him that he would never be able to stand up again.
They said, based on what they've diagnosed and how I broke my back and everything, that I wouldn't be able to move my legs again or feel anything ever again.
Another blow to the young man was the loss of sexual function. But now, thanks to a small device implanted in his back that electrically stimulates his spinal cord, Stevenson has regained some ability to enjoy activities he thought were left behind forever. Dr. Roderick Pettigrew of the National Institutes of Health explains.
The goal was to modulate those damaged nerves in the spinal cord so that they once again would become receptive to a stimuli.
The stimulator is turned on with a remote control and allows Stevenson to move one leg at a time. Other functions improved too.
The sexual function thing was huge for me. I mean, because it was basically nothing before. And I mean, now, like, it's a lot better.
Three other patients reported similar improvements, although none of them can walk. Pettigrew stresses that the device is not a cure and that more research is needed before it can be widely available. But he says a spinal cord injury may no longer mean a lifelong sentence of paralysis.
What we see today with these four individuals now being able to have voluntary motion and voluntary control of their limbs and involuntary control of functions like bladder and bowel is very exciting.
The researchers now plan to implant the device in 8 more patients and try to stimulate more than one muscle group at a time. George Putich, VOA News, Washington.